This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S.-based pharmaceutical company Pfizer has confirmed it will temporarily reduce deliveries to Europe of its COVID-19 vaccine while it upgrades production capacity to 2 billion doses per year. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
An official with Pfizer Denmark says the temporary reduction will affect all European countries. To meet a new 2 billion dose target, Pfizer is upscaling production at its Belgian plant. Germany's health ministry says Pfizer had informed the European Commission, which is responsible for ordering vaccines from the company, that it won't now be able to fulfil all of the promised deliveries in the coming 3 to 4 weeks. Officials regret the announcement because the company had made binding commitments for mid-February. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At this hour, the world inches closer to the 2 million mark in coronavirus deaths, with the United States at almost 390,000 deaths, followed by Brazil at just over 207,000. 93.3 million people globally are infected with the virus. The United States leads the world in infections as well at 23.2 million. The World Health Organization Director General said Friday he wants COVID-19 vaccination campaigns taking place in every nation across the globe within the next 100 days. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus added at a press conference in Geneva, quote, so that health workers and those at high risk are protected first, end quote. Turkey has so far vaccinated more than 500,000 people in the first 2 days of its nationwide rollout of COVID-19 shots developed by China's Sinovac biotech, health ministry data showed Friday. This is VOA News.